Okay, very nice of me. Oh, and one more thing. We just want to make sure that the credit card number that we have on file is still the same credit card. Does it end with the following numbers? Which it did. And we just want to make sure that the expiration date is the right expiration date. So could you please just give us your information one more time? So I said, who is this? Anshei Chesed Yerushalayim. I said, I have to tell you that I look at my credit card statements every single month and I never once saw your name show up on my credit card statements. Can you please explain that to me? Oh, there must be some mistake over here or something. I was like, yeah, go figure it out and call me back. Click. Okay? So the whole thing was a scam. And they were just trying to get me to give my credit card information. And I was thinking to myself, like, it's so low of a person to pretend that they're calling from an organization that helps sick children, and that is the way they're gonna scam me out of my credit card number. Like, how could a person stoop so low and do such a thing? So the answer is that when it comes to money, people are willing to do things that they wouldn't normally behave in such a way. So I was thinking that maybe that's Shan and Davar HaGoyim L'Mamen. Davar HaGoyim L'Mamen K'mamen Dami, that we said that Shitas Reb Shimon is Davar HaGoyim L'Mamen K'mamen Dami, and it goes along with Reb Shimon's Shita, that anything that's going to happen, it's as if it already happened. Okay, but L'maisa, to go out Zay Vait, to say that it's considered your money now, even though it might happen, something might happen in the future, and that's the reason why it's already considered your money now. But there is, when it comes to money, people are drawn to it more than anything else. And therefore, even though it's not really yours, perhaps that's why we consider it your money, because it's something that people desire very, very much. Okay, so that's the Gabi Dabar Gavim L'Mamen. Now, the truth of the matter is that when I came to Yeshiva this morning, I was informed that Rav Sharon is not feeling well. And if I could please say the shir today, so I quickly scramble to come up with something, because Rav Sharon does not want to go weiter. So Mitzvah will be here tomorrow, and he will go weiter with the Maariv Mekamis that we're prepared for today. And I was asked to say a shir on something that we already spoke about. So I went over to the, I thought of an idea, I went over to the shelf to get some svarim, and of course none of the svarim that I needed were on the shelf. So I was mamish left with not so many options. So bear with me. I think what I'm gonna say makes a lot of sense, but I was not able to look it up on all the svarim that I wanted to, but bear with me. There's a shaila that's brought down in the Poskim of whether or not one is allowed to use the afer of chametz for their own personal hana. The Gemara talks about the idea that people in the olden days, they used to take afer and they used to put it on, if they had a makkah on their skin, they would use the afer to rub it on their skin, and that would be their refuah. And the shaila is, are you allowed to use afer of chametz shenisraf for such a purpose? Are you allowed to have hana? So the Torah brings down that it really depends if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda or you hold like the Rabbana. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Ein bir chametz ela b'sreifa, so there's a din that kol hanisrafim efron ofron mutter. Mishnah at the end of Temura says that anything that's chayv sreifa, when you burn it, the efer becomes mutter b'hana. What's an example of Kohan Israfim? So the Mishnah over there says, Chametz v'Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Orlo, Kilei HaKerem, all these things are Chai Shefa, after you burn them, the Efer is Mutter B'Hana. Masha'ekin, says the Torah, if you hold it to Chacham, the Hashbos HaSev B'Chol Davar, so then there is no mitzvah to burn it, and if you do burn it, the din is going to be that the Efer is still Mutter, is still Aser B'Hana. Because then it goes under the category of kol hanikbarin, which the Mishnah in Tumor over there says, kol hanikbarin, afron aser. What's an example of something that needs to get nikbar? Shor haniskol, egla arufa. These are things that are aser bahana, but there's no chiyuv to burn it. So what do you do with it? You bury it, so no one can have anah from it. But the Efer is still asur. Why? What's pshat? So, Tosfos in Tzemura explains, because there's a concept called nasis mitzvasa. Nasis mitzvasa. Anytime you have a mitzvah to do something, and you did the mitzvah, even though it was asur for personal benefit before you did the mitzvah, but now that you did the mitzvah is done, nasa mitzvasa, and it becomes mutar b'hana. What's an example of nasa mitzvasa? An example is that there's a din on Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol, the pasuk says that after he did the avodah, he would take off the clothing that he did the avodah with, and he would put it on the side. And there's a whole discussion in the Gemara whether or not a different Kohen Gadol is allowed to use it on a different Yom Kippur. Or is it usher forever? And the tzad that the Gemara has that it would be mutter is because it was nasa mitzvah son. It's nasa mitzvah son. He did the mitzvah already. So Manila, even though it was usher, it was big day kahuna, it belongs to kachet, but now it becomes mutter b'hana. So, Zog Tosfos, since there's a mitzvah, Zog Tosfos, based on this Tosfos, that that's shown in the Torah. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, that the mitzvah is to burn the chametz. So after you burn it, it's nasa mitzvasa. And once it's nasa mitzvasa, it's mutar b'hana. Masha'ike, according to the chachamim, where there is no mitzvah to burn it, even if you do burn it, but there's no din of nasa mitzvasa, because there's no chiv to burn it. The point is just that you shouldn't have it. So the point is that you shouldn't have it, but not that there's mamash a chiv to burn it. So there is no din of nasa mitzvasa, even if you will burn it. But there's no din of nasa mitzvasa. There's no chiv be'etzem to burn it. So memelo the eifer is still going to be aser. Okay, so again, so klar, the Torah makes the chiluk between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. And Rabbi Gileir explains the chiluk based on Tosfos in Tzemura, that is it nasa mitzvasa or not. Comes along Reb Chaim. We saw this in the Maariv Kamis yesterday, and that's why we're speaking about it. Reb Chaim comes and he says that, he takes it a step further. He says there's a fundamental difference between Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Shaila is, you always talk about, anytime you want to delve into a topic, you want to talk about, is there Isser Chefza or is there an Isser Gavra? What is the Isser Chametz? Is the Isser on the Gavra that a person can't own Chametz? Or is it Isser on the Chefza? That the Chevetz of Chametz cannot be owned by anybody on Pesach. So says Reb Chaim that, again, it's going to be totally in Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim. Lefi Reb Yehuda that says ein bir chametz ela b'sreifa, so then it's a din in the chevtza, that the chevetz of chametz is something that is bad and it needs to be gotten rid of. And how do you get rid of it? By doing sreifa. And we learned that out from Neisser. So it's a din in the chevtza. Masha'ikin, according to the Chachamim, that hashpasasa b'chol davar, it doesn't really make a difference how you get rid of it. The point is that you don't have it. So it's very mistaken to say that that's a chiyuv on the gavra. The person cannot have chavetz. But avada, it's not a din on the actual chavetz, because of haraya, you don't need to do anything specific to it. Just make sure that you don't have it. So memeila, says Reb Chaim, that's going to be a fundamental difference between Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim. Lefi Reb Yehuda, the Isser Chametz is a din of the Chefza, and therefore there's a Chiv Sreifa, and the Chiv the Chachamim is a din of the Gavra. And therefore Hashmasas and B'chol Dover. Says Reb Chaim, goes one step further, Lefi this Yisoid, we can answer up a Shver Rambam. The Rambam paskins in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel Milchos Chametzu Matzah, that even though normally one would not get Malkus for owning Chametz, he's not going to get Malkus for Bal Yiroh and Bal Yimotzeh. And the reason is because it's a lav she'ein by Maisa. But, if a person will do a Maisa, to make the chametz, then the din is going to be that you will get malchus. So, if a person goes and he buys chametz on Pesach, or he makes chametz on Pesach, he actually makes chametz on Pesach, he's doing a maisa, you will get malchus. Frecht the noise of Kalim on the Rambam. Doesn't the Gemara say later on about Tzadik Hey that the lava ba'iron ba'imotzei is a lava shenitik la'asei? So why is the Rambam saying that the reason why you don't get malchus lava shenitik la'asei? But if you do a ma'isa, you will get malchus. L'chaira, even if you do a ma'isa, the din should be you don't get malchus because it's a lava shenitik la'asei. As a frek the noise of Kalim on the Rambam. And yesterday we said five, perhaps six terutzim to this question. But Reb Chaim says, with what he's saying, we have an answer on the Rambam. Because en chenami, according to Reb Yehuda, who holds ein bir chametz el b'sreifa, and to the chetzel that you have to burn the chametz, and that's the mitzvah of tashbisu, to actively go and get rid of the chetzel shel iser. So then we could say, taka, that bal yirah is a lav shenitik la'aseh. Because the Torah says, don't have chametz, and if you do, the way to be misaking that lav is to actively go and burn the chametz. It's a lav shenitik la'aseh, and a chanami. But according to the chacham that say, there is no mitzvah to actively go and get rid of the chametz. It's just the chiyuv to not have chametz. That's the mitzvah of tashbisu, and that's why you can get rid of it. B'chol davar, you don't have to actually do something to it. It's just that the gabra has a chiyuv to make sure that it doesn't have chametz. So the tashbisu is not a lav shenitik la'aseh. The way he words it is that it's an iser asay. It's like one mitzvah that has an essay and a lois asay. Don't have chametz, so make sure you get rid of it so that you won't have chametz. But that's not called a lav shenitik la'aseh. And therefore, the Rambam, who paskins, lehalacha, lektechachamim, that has posos in the chol davar, kum techoy salpi cheshbin, it's not a lav shenitik la'aseh. And therefore, the only reason why you wouldn't get malchus is if it's a lav shenitik la'aseh. But in the case where you would do a maisa, you would get malchus. So kum techoy, slifir of chayim, we have an answer for the Rambam, and with two starka nafkaminas, lehalacha lemaisa, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Besides the fact, do you have to actually burn the chametz, or can you get rid of it any way you want? But there's two other nafkaminas. First nafkaminas, what the Torah says, is the eifer going to be mutter after you burn it. For Rabbi Yehuda, it will be us. It will be mutter. The Chachamim will be usser. And secondly is, will you get malchus if you do a maisa? If you're a Behuda, you will not get malchus. And according to the Chum, you will get malchus if you do a maisa to have this chametz. Okay, so that's what we said yesterday. We said a very bekitzer yesterday. That was the long version of it. Now, I'd like to go back to a sugya that we also learned quickly before Shavuos, and to be ma'arich a little bit. This perhaps should sound nostalgic, that when the Gemara was trying to figure out how do you know that the mitzvah tashbisu starts on Yudalid, the pasuk shot of the pasuk is beyond Risha that it starts on Tetzvah, and the Gemara brought down several answers just to refresh our memory. Does anyone remember what the answer to that question was? Anybody here from a crowd participation over here? Is the stira in the psukim, or is it Yitura, Rashi Tosis, what else? Anyone remember? Anybody here has a Gemara? Who's inside of Gemara?
Matsinu.
What? Matsinu. Matsinu, Lavar, Shiam, Lachar, Bikiva. What else? Leisishchat, good. What else? Rabbi Yossi, Achalad, very Gishma. Okay. So let's focus on Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva. Matsinu, Lavar, Shiam, Lachar. It can't be that the Torah was telling you to do Tashbisu on Tesvav because the way to do Tashbisu is the Sreifa. Umatzinu lahavara shi'ab melacha. You're not allowed to light fires on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, it's all korchach, it must be that the mitzvah Tashbisu starts on Yerdal. Says the Gemara, Shmamino Rebbe Kiva Tlas. We see from Rebbe Kiva three things. The first one is that Rebbe Kiva holds like Rebbe Yehuda, Ein bir chametz ela b'sreifa. It has to be that Rabbi Akiva holds and be Chacham Tzel of Yisrael. Why? Because if Rabbi Akiva holds Hashma Salsa B'chol Davar, then why is Rabbi Akiva getting all caught up that you're not allowed to light fires on Yom Tov? Who spoke about lighting fires? There's other ways to get rid of the chametz. You don't have to light a fire. What else could you do? So Rashi says, you could yashlichen liyam. You could throw it into the water. You don't have to burn it. You could throw it in the water. You're allowed to do that on Yom Tov. And then Rashi throws in another example. And with this example, L'chayr Rashi did not have to say, sparks a whole tumult on the achrayim. Says Rashi, what else can you do to the chametz besides throwing it into the yam? Does anybody remember? What else can you do? John, not you. Does anyone remember what else you could do to the chametz besides throwing it into the yam? What? Who said that? Yachilenu leklavit. Excellent. Yachilenu leklavit. Reblinded the high alma. Why did Rashi have to say that? Life would have been so simple if Rashi did not say those two words. Yachilenu leklavit. But for some reason, Rashi decided that's a good option. Yachilenu leklavit. Now, why is that a problem? Because it's not so pashit that you're allowed to feed animals, chametz, on Pesach. Not so pashit at all. Why is it not pashit? Hey, what could be the problem? What could be the problem? The problem is, there's two problems. There's a Rashi later on in the Bava Ben Aleph, and I quote, Rashi says, we're talking about chametz, a dough which you're being mafresh challah from, and it's tamei. So you have challah tamei, says Rashi. Ulisarfa oila hachila leklavim e efsir. You can't burn this challah which is tamei, and you cannot feed it to dogs. She'ein sarfin kachin biyamtiv. Because you're not allowed to be sarif kachin biyamtiv. Dahainu, Rashi is saying quite clearly that the same way that it's usher to burn kachim on Yom Tov, huadin you're not allowed to feed it to the dogs. Feeding dogs and burning is the same exact thing. And you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. So practically, Yeshua, if it's the same thing, so how could Rashi say that you could feed animals on Pesach, right? If it's usher, we're going now on the tzad that it's usher to burn things on Yom Tov, right? If it's also to burn things on Yom Tov, huadin, you're not allowed to feed it to the animals. It's the same thing. Rashi on the Mavam and Aleph clearly says that it goes under the same category. You're not allowed to burn kachim, you can't feed it to dogs. So if you're not allowed to burn chametz, you shouldn't be allowed to feed it to the dogs either. But furthermore, there's a Rashi in Beit Yosef, Daf Chav Zayin. Daf Chav Zayin of a base. Very important Rashi. Very sadistic Rashi. Who explains this concept of burning kachim and feeding animals kachim on Yom Tov. The Mishnah over there is talking about that they came and asked of Tarfin, what should we do if we have challah that was nitma on Yom Tov? Is it muktzah? Or is it not muktzah? Are you allowed to move it or you're not allowed to move it? So I want to read the Rashi for you. Zog Rashi. Chalav shenitmas. Eina ruuya l'koyin hayoyin. It's not roi for a koyin. D'ho ba'achila asur lo'ilo. He's never allowed to eat it. Chalav shenitmas. You're not allowed to eat it. U'behasaka, or to burn it. Oy l'sita l'kalvoy b'yantiv. Or to give it to his animals. Asur. You're not allowed to. The aim of varying kachin tameim in oil miyantiv. You're not allowed to burn kachin tameim in miyantiv. Va'afilo ayde achilas behema, says Rashi, clearly. It doesn't make a difference if you're burning it or feeding it to the animals. The kain alone, she'ein sarfin kachin miyantiv. V'loy tema dafka sreifa. And don't say that the problem is sreifa b'shun de havara shal tzarechi. Because it's havara, you're not allowed to do that on miyantiv. Because Allah is, you're not allowed to burn oil which became tamei on Yom Tov, because havar l'tzarechi, and even though it's a havar l'tzarech, The halakas nevi yadu tzarek achilahi. Burning a candle on Yom Tov is considered tzarek achilah. Umetares be'etzem uri b'mutter. And afilu hachi b'shemet tzarek aloi. But even so, with shemet tzarek, you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to burn on Yom Tov. Why? The gzeras hakosivi she'ein hachim t'mei mizvarim b'yom Tov. It's a gzeras hakosivi you're not allowed to be mizvarim hachim b'yom Tov. Where does it say that? Where in the Torah does it say na'al hatu? Says Rashi. Derachmona achshava l'havo rosor. The Torah's machshiv it's beer. Dechsiv be'ishi sarif. Says in the Torah you have to burn it. Hilchach malachi. So it doesn't say clearly in the Torah they not allowed to be burnt kachim in yomtiv. But says Rashi, Rashi l'hu anu iser. Since the Torah says that you have to burn it, hath rachmona achshava l'havo rosor. Those are very important words we have to remember. Rachmona achshava l'havarosa. There is machshav itzavara, and therefore it's considered a malacha. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't burn kachshav on Yom Tov. But because the Torah says that you zechiv to burn it, ha-Torah achshava l'havarosa, the Torah is machshav itzavara, and therefore it's considered an av malacha. So, frak to Bnei Yeshua, if that's true, if we're going to go with this concept of the ha-Torah achshava l'havarosa, so, kum tachais, that just like you're not allowed to burn kachim on Yom Tov because it's a chiv strefa of Torah achshav al havarason, so chametz also, where's the chiv strefa? You shouldn't be, you're not allowed to burn it, and you shouldn't be allowed to feed it to your animals either. Because what did Rashi say in Beitzah? Rashi said that the same way you're not allowed to be serve kachim, who are then you're not allowed to feed it to your animals? Hatorah achshav al havarason, it's aser to feed it to your animals. So who I did, it should be usher to feed chametz to animals because our Torah achshav al havarason.
Why can you do it before?
That's not havara. That's just wherever it is, it is. It's not havara. It's not yours.
Getting rid of the chametz.
It's a way of you not having it. It's not you're not being moderate. What is hashvasa called? What is the yashik haliyah? That's a form of hashvasa, or it's a form of you not having it?
I don't see how it's less of a form than just throwing it in front of the dog.
When you throw it at the dog, it's being mefar, he's eating it. It's not here in the oil of anyone. Right? Mefar v'zer l'ruach. Well, what's that going to help? Now it goes off into the wind, and then what?
No, I'm saying I'm actually making a choice between the yam and the others. The yam, which is the one that I actually chose to say, other than the chavetz.
Yeah, fine, but... I would call it destruction. If a piece of dough stays intact, it's floating in the water.
Fish.
So what if you throw it into a place where there's no fish?
Yeah? I've clarified before that we're relying on the fish to eat it. Otherwise you're not doing anything. It's like the same as throwing it in the air. Why is the yam any further out?
Because the point is that it's not by you anymore.
So you have to throw it out to your lawn.
I hear. Throwing it to your lawn might not be a good option. We're going to see... In 2 days from now, we're going to talk about chametz that's yours, but not in your reshus, or the other way around. Okay, that's a discussion. But lemaisa, azay frak b'nei Yeshua. So the b'nei Yeshua says, akashma kateres, says the b'nei Yeshua, that which Rashi is making up, this new iser, lo yimatzinu b'chol ha'Torah kula, the Torah says, not a burnt kachim on Yom Tov. Rashi made a benua beira. Hatorah achshava l'havarosa. And therefore it becomes a malacha. Says the B'nai Yeshua, that's only if you hold a Rabbi Yehuda. The ain beer chametz el b'sreifa. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the point is that this chametz should be mushbas min ha'ayilam. It should be destroyed from the world. It shouldn't be here anymore. And therefore, on that we could say, Hatorah achshava l'havarosa. Yes, the Torah wants that it shouldn't be in the world anymore. And to do that on Yom Tov is going to be a problem. And who are they not allowed to feed it to your dogs? Masha'inkin, according to the Chachamim, says the Pnei Yeshua, where there's no mitzvah that it should be mushbas min ha'olam, it's just that you shouldn't have it anymore. You shouldn't have it anymore. So mimela, we can't say ha'Torah achshava l'havarasa. The Torah does not care that you mamish destroy it. Because that's not what you're doing. You're just making sure that you don't have it anymore. And therefore, we wouldn't apply the svara of HaTorah Achshava L'Havarasa. And the Melav, the din is going to be that Anachanabi, it will be mutter to feed animals, chametz, lefidam on the amarash, vasasa b'chol davar, it will be mutter to feed animals chametz. And therefore, Rashi and Beitza, and Rashi later on was going to feed Rabbi Yehuda, Masha'enki and Rashi over here, I'm sorry, the other way around. That which Rashi says that it's a problem to feed animals, that's going to feed Rabbi Yehuda. Masha'enki and Rashi over here is going Lu Yitzor that Rabbi Kima would not hold Rabbi Yehuda, not the Rabbanon, then Anachanami, it would be mutter to feed it to animals. What?
Say again?
Well, yeah, but on Yom Tov, you're not allowed a bird. Punkt. Now,
what if that cloud that Rashi made up was by kachin?
True.
Chametz is not kachin.
What's the difference?
One's kachin, one's not.
Okay, but L'chayra, if you put on our lamas and glasses, it's the same thing.
Machshir Havaroso, the Sreifa, so maybe it's a din like kachin.
But if we see that anything that turns machshav it's sreifa, hatar am should be the same thing. L'chayr. As they break the pretty sure. Okay, maybe we can say a different turns. Maybe we will say turns like that. But that so the Pnei Yeshua, without using the words Chefza and Gavra, says that there's a chiluk between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. We fear Rabbi Yehuda that there's a mitzvah that should be mushbas and mevur min ha'olam. So then hatar avshav al avrasa. Fear Rabbanon that it's not. We don't find this din that should be mushbas. So then it will be mutter if there's no indian of avshav al avrasa. Comes along with Shmuel Rizovsky, and he says, "Aha! This Pnei Yehoshua is exactly what Reb Chaim is trying to say." What was the whole part of Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim made a chilek, he made a shvach between Yehuda and the Chachamim, that if Yehuda, the Isser Chametz is on the Chetza, and according to Rabbanan, the Isser Chametz is on the Gavra, that's exactly what the Bnei Yeshua is trying to say. That if Yehuda, with the Zechim on the Chetza, and there's an Indian that it should be mushbas, so memeila ha-tayra achshavo lahava rasa, that's going to be usher not only to burn, but also to feed to your animals. But according to the Rabbanon, that it's not a din that it's on the Chetza, it's a din on the Gavra, not that it should be mushbas, but rather that you should not have it. So then it makes a lot of sense that we wouldn't say Hatar Achshav Al Avarosa. So Zogdem Shmuel Rizovsky, that this Pnei Yeshua is exactly what the Reb Chaim is saying. It goes hand in hand. Asher Alkein will come out that with Reb Chaim's Vart of Chetza Gavra, we now have three Starka nafkaminas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. With this Chefta Gavra word, we have three Starka nafkaminas. Again, they are, do you get Malkus if you buy Chametz on Beis HaMikdash? According to Rabbi Yehuda, no, because Lashon HaSeik, when Chachamim, yes. The second nafkamina will be, is the Efer Mutter after you burn it? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Torah already says, but the way Rabbi Chaim is explaining it, that according to the Yehuda, it's going to be Aser, excuse me, Mutter, according to the Chametz, it's going to be Aser. And now we have a third nafkamina. Are you allowed to feed Chametz to animals on Yom Tov? You're allowed to feed Chametz to animals on Yom Tov. You found Chametz in your house and you have to get rid of it. Is there a way to get rid of it by giving it to your klavim according to on Yom Tov, right? Interesting that the Gemara later says you should cover it with a kli. Doesn't say you should feed the animal. Well, okay. Lamaisa, are you allowed to feed it to the animals on Yom Tov? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it will be Aser. According to Rabbanan, it will be Mutter. The problem with her small shot in the Pnei Yeshua, he wants to use Reb Chaim to explain the Pnei Yeshua, is that the Gemara on Hei Amabeis continues and says that Shema Mino from Rabbi Kiva, something else. Besides that, Embir Chametz El Bistrefo, there's another thing that we learn from Rabbi Kiva, and that is that we don't say Hoyo, we don't say Mitoich. We don't say this concept that Mitoich Shehutu Letzor, Chotu Shalei Letzor, the Hainu. And we all know that on Yom Tov there's a din that not only are things that are Mutu Letzor, Chotu Nefesh, that you're allowed to do things that are even not Lo'icho Nefesh. One of the common things that we do where there's no Erev is you're allowed to carry in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. because mitayich shehutu letzarech, hutu shebo'i letzarech. There's a lot of other non-communities as well. Some people want to say if you're sitting in your sukkah and sukkis and a bee comes in, you're allowed to kill it. Why would it work? Does that letzarech v'chol nefesh? You're not allowed to eat it. But mitayich that it's mutter to do shechita on Yom Tov, letzarech v'chol nefesh, you're allowed to do shechita, netilas neshama. Even shalei letzarech, ask your local Orthodox rabbi before you kill bees on Yom Tov, but it could be that it's mutter. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like that. Because if Rabbi Akiva holds that mitayich is mutter, then what's your raya that al korchach yom rishon means yudal, because it was tesvav, you're allowed to do havar on Yom Tov. What do you mean? You're allowed to do havar on Yom Tov. Letzarech. Or even though you're not doing it for cooking, but mitayich is letzarech. But the shloi letzarech. It must be that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of mitayich. Now, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the way he wants to learn pshat in the Pnei Yeshua, using Reb Chaim, we have a big problem. Because what's the raya that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold a mitayich? Maybe really Rabbi Akiva does hold a mitayich. Normally we say mitayich. The reason why you're not allowed to burn the chametz on Yom Tov is for a completely different reason. HaTorah achshav al havarasa. It's a gzeiras hakasev. Since the Torah says that you have to burn it, because Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Bira Chametz Ela B'Sreifa, that's what you established already. Ein Bira Chametz Ela B'Sreifa. So you have to burn it. And there were Gzeiras HaKosev Lashon Rashi in Beitza. She'ein Kachet Meimiz Bar Miyotiv Drachmona Achshava Lahavaros Nefsib Eishi Sarv. Anything that's Chai Sreifa, this Gzeiras HaKosev, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. That's the reason why you're not allowed to burn the Chametz on Yom Tov. Not because you don't hold the Mitoich. The reason why Rabbi Akiva would say you're not allowed to do it is because if we're saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva that there's a din in the chetzah that it needs to be burned, so then what's the raya that we don't say mitoich? Maybe you do say mitoich, and here's the difference, because Zer Tzakosim Hatara Akshav al Havarosan Abam Kasha Shalachar Ein Olav Tshuva. If anyone has an answer, please let me know. But Lamaisa,
maybe override when it comes to the srefa itself. The other types of havara would have the din of the Torah considered it like srefa.
But then what's the raya that we don't say mitayich? You do say mitayich.
No. The raya is because we said, right? If we said mitayich,
yeah,
then.
No. You don't have.
No.
If we would say, maybe really normally we do semitayich, and therefore there will be lots of nachminis, a lot of kill bees on sukkahs. Okay? But still, you're not allowed to burn kachem on Yom Tov because that's our nachminis.
Semitayich would override in the heter of mitayich would allow you to burn kachem on
Yom Tov. No, but on that Rashi himself, Rashi says, and don't tell me that it's a din that Rashi said by Shem and Tzreifa is a raya, that even though it's the Tzorech, right? It says, I'm going to read it black and white. The Eman Likim is Shem and Tzreifa beyond it. Havara the Tzorechi. That's considered the Tzorech. That Lach is there beyond the Tzorech Achili. And Be'etzim Hashem Mutter. And even so, it's Aser on Yom Tov. Why? Because a Torah Achshav Ola Havara Aser. So that's Mamash Rashi is going out of his way and saying. That even though we say mitayich, still the din is that you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Yeah, that's right. You ain't sarven kachem on Yom Tov. Shreifas kachem is a mitzvah. The eish ti sarif.
Same mitzvah
as tashbisu. Behold, if you're a chametz el b'sreifa. It's a kasha under Shmuel. Who's explaining the Pnei Yeshua with Reb Chaim? Oh, so you asked me if it's Kasha Pnei Yeshua? So this is how I want to end off. We have 5 minutes, 4 minutes and 56 seconds to explain why this is not a Kasha Pnei Yeshua, it's only Kasha Reb Shmuel, like this. If you'll notice, the Pnei Yeshua never said the word Chefzai, he never said the word Gavro. He wasn't that fancy. He didn't say it. Reb Chaim says Chefzai Gavro. Perhaps we can make a different chiluk. Perhaps we could say shaloi k'rav chayim, and we could say that Avada Navada, Silefi Rabbi Huda, Silefi the Chachamim, burning chametz is a mitzvah on the Gavra. The mitzvah of Tashbisu is a mitzvah on the Gavra. It's not, even according to Rabbi Huda, it's not a din in the Chavitza. Not. There's a mitzvah for a person to get rid of his chametz. How does the person go about getting rid of his chametz? According to the Chachamim, any way you want. And according to Rabbi Huda, through Seifa. Why? We learn out from Nicer. But it's not a din on the Chavitza. Something like the Yehuda, I'll prove it to you. Lefishit das Rashi, when does the mitzvah of Tashbisu start? I'm almost finished, don't go anywhere. When does come on, it's the best part. What's the mitzvah of Tashbisu? When does the mitzvah of Tashbisu start? According to Rashi, we explained that link, that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is before it becomes asur. Fitaisvis, the mitzvah of Tashbisu, b'shasis, so that's when you get rid of it. That's when you strike the match. And according to Rashi, we said the mitzvah of Shmisa is to get rid of it so that it will be mushmas by chatzos. So, Zotin Noy Debiyuda, it's not so mistaken to say that something is usr b'chatzos before it actually became usr. How could, to go ahead and say that there's an isr on the chatzos, and that's why Yehuda holds that you have to burn it, and it's not even usr yet. So, Rashi L'Chayra would hold that even according to Yehuda, it's a mitzvah on the Gavra to get rid of his chametz. When does he need to do that? Before Chatzos. How does he do that? Either Agdei Sreifa or Hashmasas B'Chol Dovah. Norvas, so everyone holds that it's a chiv on the Gavra, not a din in the chavetz. And therefore, it could very well be that L'Gavra mitoich, the din could have been that it would be mutter. Using mitoich, it would be mutter. Why is kachem different? Says the Noi Debi Yehuda, because kachem taka is different than chametz. This is what perhaps you're referring to, John. That kachem is different than chametz. Kachem taka is a din in the chavetz. Why? Says the Negev Yehuda, because kachim is a chiv to burn it, and not only do you have a chiv, you the owner have a chiv to burn it, but anybody that burns it will be mekayim a mitzvah of beer kachim shenitma. It's a chiv that's mutl on everybody, and anybody that does it will be mekayim a mitzvah. Masha'iki, when it comes to chametz, it's a mitzvah for the owner to burn his chametz. There's no mitzvah for someone else to go and burn someone else's chametz. There's no mitzvah for Shimon to go and burn Reuven's chametz. He's not mekayim a mitzvah. There's no chiyum, and there's no mitzvah. But when it comes to kachim, anyone who burns it will get the mitzvah. As I is. So that leads us to say that taka, when it comes to kachim, that is mamish isra nechetza. So then, and that Rashi would say, hatera achshavo la'ava rosa, and that's taka osar and yom tov, and that you're not allowed to feed the animals. Masha'ekin, when it comes to chametz, according to everybody, that's going to be Yechim on the Gavro. And we don't find anywhere a Torah Achshabal Le'Havarasa. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, but we're not going to say that the Torah is Achshabal Le'Havarasa. That's reserved specifically for something that there's a mitzvah on everybody to burn. But there's something that's only a mitzvah for an owner to get rid of. Punkt! Because we learn from Nisar to do it Ayidei Sreifa. But that we wouldn't say HaTorah Achshav Ol Tzefaso, says the Pnei Yehuda, and Memela, that's why, even according to, that's why, that would be the Machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. Everyone holds that it's a Chiyuv on the Gavra. Only Kachim is a Chiyuv on the Chavetz, and that will answer Rashi, why feeding animals will be Mutter on Yom Tov. Very good. Very good.
Those seem to be saying the exact same thing.
No. So I didn't have time to. Now it's 1 o'clock. Yeah.